Love is Better the Second Time Around is a ongoing BL that I'm watching right now that I think is really interesting, and I think so many more of the BL girlies need to talk about because it is very, very, very interesting. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and basically whatever else I want to talk about. Today's episode, I am covering the BL, Love is Better the Second Time Around. This is a Japanese BL. There are 6 episodes. I have watched about 4, and 4 have been released. I believe the 5th episode will be released probably shortly after I post this podcast. It is the best BL that I've watched this year so far. There's a lot of BLs that claim to have amazing chemistry, like from right off the bat, but this is a show where literally you can feel the chemistry coming right off the screen. If you're someone that loves second chance romance, for example, this is like going to be right up your alley. It's kind of in the name, Love is Better the Second Time Around. And I can tell you the actors that they picked, both for their younger counterparts and for the adult version of these characters in the business world, are just tip-top perfection. Not only do both sets of actors have a lot of similarities in their physicality, but also in their mannerisms and how they interact with their screen partner. Like, both sets have phenomenal chemistry, which is very rare in a show. If you're having younger actors playing your younger counterparts, usually there's something off. Either looks-wise, they look nothing like their adult versions, or the way they interact is like just completely different. The way the younger actors are, you can see how they became the adult versions. They have the same mannerisms, cadence, and speaking, the way they look at one another. As I said, the chemistry in both pairings are just top-notch, and like, I have a great time watching both of them, both sets. It's to the point where I wish this show wasn't a 6-episode series. I believe they could have stretched out more episodes and we could have just simmer and marinate in the chemistry a lot more. But anyways, let me give like a brief synopsis of what the show is about. So I talk about these two male lead characters, both from the high school setting and an adult setting. So the main character, Mayata, he is a business editor for like a really prestigious business magazine. And as this editor, he's asked to bring in for an interview this university professor that's like super popular, super charismatic, is on the rise, and is just making a lot of headways in the business world. Who I believe the name is Iwanga, but he refers to this man in his past life as Senpai. So Mayata unknowingly goes to interview this university professor and finds out, once he meets face to face with him, that this is the same guy that he was in love with when he was in high school. They had this really beautiful star-crossed lovers vibe, but unfortunately there was a misunderstanding and their friendship and relationship broke off in high school, and they've basically been in no contact up until this fated meeting through this magazine and Mayata needing this editorial being done. And what we see in Iwanga Senpai in particular is this extremely flirty character. I'm telling you, like, the first time that they look at each other, the actor that plays the professor, he gives him this look, and you can just tell that he's head over heels in love with him. And the flirting, the charisma, like, when the kids say that someone's got riz, like, this guy has riz just pouring off of him. They have this first encounter, you know, Mayata is able to lock in this interview, but he makes basically his boundaries from the very first meeting that, hey, this is just business, we're not going to be circling back to any romance. I just need this column done for my publication. That's it. There's not going to be any funny business between the two of us. We're going to keep this strictly professional. And the way his senpai looks at him, he's like, yeah, you think. No, there's going to be something. We're going to get something back. And the first four episodes of them is just exploring how his senpai is going to win him back and get their relationship to work better the second time around. And it's just fantastic chemistry. They have amazing banter, for first things first. Like, the show has phenomenal sense of humor. It's subtle in a way, but it's just really sharp, witty writing. As I said, the flashbacks to their high school era where you see like the first inklings of puppy love and Mayata being completely enamored with his senpai, like just everything is just beautifully shot. The cinematography is gorgeous for the show. Like, it's just beautiful. Even the music choices are great. But I really like the main character. He has this great sarcastic bite to him. He's a little timid, and you could tell that he has kind of lost some of the luster in his life. When we first meet Mayata in the show, he has a girlfriend, and he's pretty successful, but you can tell that there's just something for him that's missing, and he comes off a little bit lonely. So once his senpai re-enters back in his life as this university professor that's super hot, that's super charismatic, that everybody wants to interview, and he's able to lock in to actually meet with him, you can just see the character's, you know, petals start to unfurl. He just gets this like instant energy kick right back. And it's the way that they look at each other that I really love. The banter is phenomenal. For one, because Senpai is such a flirt, he's so charismatic. Like, you can see him get like Mayata getting like super flustered, and he's trying to push him away. And the romantic conflict with these two isn't so much that the characters don't recognize that they're attracted to each other, even as adults. And the way that they banter, it's almost like they never separated from their teen years. Like, they come together, instantly there's this chemistry, instantly there's this witty back-to-back banter. I don't think there's an episode where Iwananga wasn't trying to kiss Mayata. Like, he's trying to put the moves on him from like the very first time he meets him, and it's so super funny. And just to go into spoilers a little bit, the girlfriend pretty much exits the picture very early on. She knows that Mayata is not really into her like that, and they've been just basically masquerading around in this relationship for no reason. And Mayata, being scared that, you know, senpai has come back in the picture, and he's afraid of falling for him once again and falling into the trap of this relationship that ended badly back when he was a teenager, he basically goes to propose to his girlfriend. His girlfriend's like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. You don't give a good goddamn about me. You never did before. I don't know where all this energy is coming from, but you need to go on with that. And basically dumps him. And what do you think Mayata does? He actually goes and calls up senpai to go comfort him because he just got dumped by his girlfriend who he wanted to marry. And then basically Iwananga is like, you know what, I'll take responsibility, I want you, come date me instead, you don't need her. And he just gets all up in his face, and it's just like, oh. The one thing that these two actors, they do so well is like the hidden glances, like the look of desire and seduction. The attraction's there. They both know that they're attracted to each other. They're completely whipped for each other. It's not like time hasn't done anything to their banter and to how they relate to one another. It's simply like they have never left one another. But one thing that is like the major barrier, which is super realistic in the show, is that Mayata very plainly states that, you know what, we're adults now. I want to be serious in my life. As much as I'm attracted to you, I'm not interested in being played again, because when we were teens and I put all my feelings out there and I laid my feelings bare, you basically laughed in my face and I basically felt like a joke. And then you moved away and we've had zero contact ever since. Why revisit this only for me to be hurt again? Like, I'm not going to put myself through the skewer as an adult and I don't want to be just another plaything. Like, yes, you're very attractive and obviously very charismatic. Obviously, we get on extremely well. Like, the sexual chemistry is like flying off the rails, but I'm not going to get my heart broken, and I'm probably just going to end up being another notch in your belt. And there's probably a part of you that just wants to hook up with me just to say that you can, that you got me to be head over heels in love with you a second time around, only to crush me. Like, that's essentially what the character puts out as like the major barrier to them coming together. And his senpai is basically like, yes, I was definitely not sensitive to your feelings when we're young. Yes, we had this flirtation with one another. And yes, I am a flirty guy in general. Yes, I've had a lot of, probably female, definitely had a lot of male partners. But, you know, I'm actually do care about you quite a bit. And maybe the scope of my feelings weren't as deep as yours were when we were teens. But, you know, I'm an adult now too. I would also like to settle down. And I actually really do like you. For all the teasing that I do, for all the flirting, I actually really do care about you. And I want this to be serious. I can envision seeing myself with you for a very long time. So it's this push and pull of the characters. And I'm telling you, like, the steam level in the show is, it's up there. It is not only just beautiful cinematography, great acting, you know, really witty banter and dialogue, and really funny side characters too. Like, there's an assistant to Senpai, who is like a total bitch to Mayata. And there's one line in particular that he says to him that once you watch the show and you see it, you'll know what it is. Like, I was literally on the floor dying of laughter. It was so good. And it's like, he's super jealous that, you know, Senpai is giving Mayata all this attention, and he as the assistant is also super thirsty for Inuwanga, and he's like, nah, we had our little fling, we're done. And it's just like this little tete for tete between him and Mayata as well that's super funny. And I just think the show packs a lot of emotional and resonant punch with the short runtime. I don't think any of the episodes have gone longer than 25 minutes, and there's literally only 6, yet they have covered so much ground in like the first 4 episodes already, and the chemistry is just phenomenal. I am shocked that a lot more of the BL girlies aren't talking about this show, which is why I'm making a podcast about it, because if you're into BLs, I think this is like the masterclass in BLs. Like, everybody is bringing it acting wise, the chemistry is there, and I think we need more adult theme type BLs and GLs too. GLs are really underrepresented in general in media, but I just feel like it's refreshing, and I feel like it could pull from a lot of different audiences. If you like, you know, the sweeter puppy love type high school BLs, this show has that via the flashbacks. If you like a little bit more mature, sophisticated type BLs that also have amazing chemistry that can bleed into just like jaw-dropping, like super spicy sexual chemistry as adults, like, they have it. Like, I'm telling you, these actors have it. Like, both sets of actors, both the adult and the kid actors, they're like just so good. Like, I can't rave enough about this show, and I can't wait to see how they conclude it. Unfortunately, the 5th episode looks like there's going to be another person coming into the mix, so I might do like an update if they don't land the ending, because there have been BLs that I've talked about on this podcast specifically where I've ranted and raved about how incredible they are, and then like the last episode or the last 2 episodes like completely nosedive. So I can definitely backtrack, but I'm telling you right now, like, the first 4 episodes of Love is Better the Second Time Around is really worth your time. It is super easy to binge. As far as I know, it's currently streaming on Gaga Ulala, that app, and I think it's on YouTube as well. But it's just such a good show. So if you can get access to watching it, especially if you have alternative means, if you know what I mean, to watching a lot of Asian media, yeah, you need to watch it like today. If you're a BL girly and you've been looking for like that next great one where the chemistry is like just like dripping off the bone, like, you're really missing out if you're not checking out this show. Anyways, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed. Definitely stay tuned for this podcast, because I stay watching a lot of Asian media. I have a lot of C-dramas that I'm watching right now. One of the C-dramas that is like my absolute heart is Amidst the Snowstorm of Love. So if you're someone that is just learning about that show and want to hear someone squeal about it for a bit, I have several podcast episodes about that. Trust, I do. I also have some K-dramas that I want to review that I haven't gotten to just yet. So there's a lot coming down the pipeline for the podcast, for sure. If you're watching via YouTube, if you watch this BL, or if you have any recommendations for me, please put in the comment section below. If you're listening to the audio versions of this podcast via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I love you. I appreciate you so much. I hope you guys are all having a amazing Easter weekend as I am filming these current episodes. And yeah, till the next one. Bye.